is English USA on VOA. Now, lesson 94.
В эфире 94-й урок из серии «Так говорят в Америке». У микрофона Билл Скандрич. Сегодня вы научитесь видеть разницу между сообщениями о реальных фактах и высказыванием своего мнения. Послушайте новые слова и выражения.
Buses.
Автобусы.
Decision.
Решение.
Fact.
Факт.
Meeting.
Собрание.
Mess.
Неразбериха. Беспорядок.
Panel.
Группа специалистов.
Parking.
Стоянка для машин. Парковка.
Reason.
Причина.
Transportation.
Транспорт.
Weekend.
Конец недели. Weekend.
Opinion.
Мнение.
Mall.
Торговый центр.
To appreciate.
Ценить, быть признательным.
To comment.
Делать замечания, комментировать.
To decide.
Решать.
To present.
Представлять, сообщать.
To spend.
Тратить.
To spend money.
Тратить деньги.
To make decisions.
Принимать решения.
To ride the bus or to ride buses.
Ездить на автобусе. Ездить на автобусах.
Obvious.
Явный, очевидный.
Clear.
Ясный.
Efficient.
Эффективный, рациональный, целесообразный.
Empty.
Пустой.
Necessary.
Необходимый.
Public.
Общественный.
Public transportation.
Общественный транспорт.
Clearly.
Ясно, безусловно, конечно.
Strongly.
Сильно, крепко, решительно.
Obviously.
Явно, очевидно. Слушая диалоги, старайтесь понять общий смысл того, что происходит. Не огорчайтесь, если вы не знаете значения отдельных слов. Мартин Лернер посещает собрание, на котором участники дискуссии обсуждают городские проблемы и добиваются расширения сети городского транспорта.
I want to thank you, Mr. Calder. I appreciate being able to come to the meeting.
You're welcome. Are you interested in public transportation?
I'm interested in how people make decisions. I want to see how your city decides things.
This is the way. First, we study the problem. Then we have a public meeting. We present the facts. We listen. Finally, we decide.
How do you present the facts?
That's what we will do tonight. Watch and listen.
Who presents the facts?
The panel. We have studied the facts. We'll present them. Next, we'll talk about them. Then the audience will ask questions and comment.
Will this be the only meeting?
Maybe not. We might have another meeting.
May I talk with you after the meeting?
Of course. The meeting is about to begin. We'll talk later.
Thanks.
Could you say something about the number of cars, Marianne?
Yes, I can say a lot about cars. There are too many. We all know that.
What do you mean by that?
I mean all of us here know that. We see them every day, every weekend in this neighborhood.
What do you think, Jim?
I think Marianne is right. There are too many cars. That's a fact. Did you have trouble getting here tonight?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I did too. I'm sure we all did. But there are reasons.
What are some of those reasons?
We built too many public buildings in this neighborhood.
I agree. Without planning, without more streets. Without public transportation to this area.
But we do have public transportation here.
Yes, we do have a few buses. The public transportation isn't enough.
Obviously, I had trouble getting here too.
On the weekend, we have more than 30,000 cars on the streets in this neighborhood.
Some weekends, not every weekend.
That's part of the problem. We can't just build more streets. Most of the time, they would be empty.
It's better to have empty streets sometimes.
That's an opinion.
Now we have a mess on weekends. It's impossible. The cars can't move.
That's a fact.
I know the difference between a fact and an opinion, Chuck, but I feel very strongly about this.
It's obvious you do.
Мэриэн сказала, что она умеет видеть разницу между реальными фактами и высказыванием личного мнения. Однако определить это не всегда бывает легко. Когда вы делаете какое-то заявление, вы можете подчеркнуть, что все сказанное вами действительно имеет место. Вот послушайте несколько предложений.
There are too many cars. That's a fact.
The public transportation isn't enough.
Obviously.
The cars can't move.
That's a fact.
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте за мной и Барбарой во время пауз. Я думаю.
I think. I think.
Это действительно так.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Я чувствую. Мне кажется.
I feel. I feel.
По-моему.
In my opinion. In my opinion.
Это очевидно.
Obviously. Obviously.
Однако мы не всегда употребляем эти выражения в своей речи и предоставляем своему собеседнику возможность самому разобраться. Послушайте Мартина и определите, когда он говорит о реальном факте, а когда высказывает свое мнение.
I'm a reporter.
Говорите живее. That's a fact.
Marianne said there are too many cars.
Живее. That's Marianne's opinion.
I feel the meeting is too long.
Живее. That's an opinion.
I think public transportation is too expensive.
Живее. That's an opinion. Мартин присутствует на собрании, где обсуждается вопрос об общественном транспорте.
We cannot build more streets in this neighborhood. It is too expensive.
It certainly is. The city has very little money for new streets.
Besides, we must build other roads and streets.
Obviously, we are clearly spending too much money on roads.
It isn't clear to me. What do you mean, Marianne?
We don't have much money. Repairing old streets will take most of the money. We don't have any money for new streets.
It's a fact that we don't have much money. We do have some money. We have to decide what to spend it on.
We should spend it on public transportation, I feel. It's clear that we can move more people on public transportation. Cars are not efficient in this neighborhood.
Aren't they necessary?
Some cars are necessary, obviously. People live in the neighborhood.
What about the new mall?
We should have public transportation to the mall.
What do you recommend?
There are different ideas. Marianne, tell us your idea.
I think we should have more buses. We need a lot more.
Will people ride them? They like cars better.
On weekends, we should only have buses.
What about the people who live here?
They could drive here any time. Others would have to ride the buses.
It's true, we already have buses. We have streets. We could buy more buses.
There is a problem.
What's that?
People need their cars to get to the buses. Those people who live far away. Those who live outside town. Those who live where there is no public transportation.
That's true. What's your idea, Jim?
I think we should have a train. It could bring people to the mall and to the university.
You have the same problem with parking. People have to drive to the train.
The old train station has too much parking space now. It isn't used. We could start the train from there. People could park there and take the train.
Trains are very expensive. There isn't any track. Where would you build the track?
I would close Fillmore Street and put the track there.
It's true that Fillmore Street isn't very busy.
It also needs a lot of repairs.
We could run buses on Fillmore Street.
Which are cheaper to run, trains or buses?
I don't know. I don't have the facts. Do you know, Jim?
I know that trains last longer.
Послушайте предложение со словами и выражениями, подтверждающими высказанную мысль. Но сначала выражение. Certainly. Конечно. It's true. Верно. That's a fact. Это факт. It's clear. Ясно. It's obvious. Очевидно. I know. Я знаю. Теперь послушайте предложение.
It's a fact that we don't have much money.
It's clear that we can move more people on public transportation. Some cars are necessary, obviously.
It's true, we already have buses.
I know the trains last longer.
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте за мной и Барбарой во время пауз.
It's a fact.
It's a fact.
It's clear.
It's clear.
It's obvious.
It's obvious.
It's true.
It's true.
Certainly.
Certainly.
I know.
I know. Подтвердите, пожалуйста, высказывание Мартина этими выражениями. Послушайте, как это делается.
We don't have much money.
It's a fact that we don't have much money.
Теперь ваша очередь. Слушайте и подтверждайте.
Trains last longer.
Говорите живее. It's true, trains last longer.
Some cars are necessary.
Живее. Some cars are necessary, obviously.
We already have buses.
It's a fact that we already have buses.
I have a few minutes now, Martin. Would you like to talk?
I would like to ask a few questions. Could I meet Mary Ann and Jim?
Sure. Come along. Let's have some coffee.
Подведем итоги и закрепим пройденный материал. Сегодня мы познакомились со следующими словами и выражениями. Повторяйте их, пожалуйста, вслед за Барбарой. Существительные. Автобусы.
Buses. Buses.
Решение.
Decision. Decision.
Факт. Реальность. Действительность.
Fact. Fact.
Собрание.
Meeting. Meeting.
Неразбериха. Беспорядок.
Mess. Mess.
Группа специалистов.
Panel. Panel.
Стоянка для машин. Парковка.
Parking. Parking.
Общественный транспорт.
Public transportation. Public transportation.
Конец недели.
Weekend. Weekend.
Мнение.
Opinion. Opinion.
Торговый центр.
Mall. Mall.
Дорога. Рельсы.
Track. Track.
Глаголы. Ценить. Быть признательным.
To appreciate. To appreciate.
Комментировать. Делать замечания.
To comment. To comment.
Решать.
To decide. To decide.
Принимать решения.
To make decisions. To make decisions.
Сообщать. Представлять.
To present. To present.
Тратить.
To spend. To spend.
Тратить деньги.
To spend money. To spend money.
Ездить на автобусах.
To ride buses. To ride buses.
Прилагательные. Явный, очевидный.
Obvious. Obvious.
Эффективный, целесообразный.
Efficient. Efficient.
Пустой.
Empty. Empty.
Необходимый.
Necessary. Necessary.
Общественный.
Public. Public.
Ясный.
Clear. Clear.
Наречие. Ясно, безусловно, конечно.
Clearly. Clearly.
Решительно, сильно.
Strongly. Strongly.
Явно, очевидно.
Obviously. Obviously.
Голос Америки, Вашингтон. В эфире 94-й урок английского языка из серии «Так говорят в Америке». На следующем уроке мы поговорим о способностях, умениях и навыках. Послушайте некоторые слова и выражения из следующего урока. Шеф-повар. Шеф. Кухня. Kitchen. Еда. Принятие еды. Meal. Цыпленок. Курица. Chicken. Десерт. Сладкое блюдо. Dessert. Яйцо. Egg. Рыба. Fish. Пряные. Ароматические травы. Кухонные травы. Herbs. Жарить на гриле. To grill. Сажать, усаживать, to sit, обслуживать, подавать, разносить, to serve. У меня есть время, я могу не спешить, I can take time. Наша программа из серии English USA, так говорят в Америке, подошла к концу.